Hello and welcome to another edition of WTF Just Happened Today, your essential guide to making the news make sense. It's Tuesday, March 10th, 2026, and I'm Matt Keezer. Today's edition was written and edited by me, and this audio version was narrated using text-to-speech and a clone of my voice. Same stories, just rewritten for audio. Now, here's what just happened today. First up, seven U.S. service members were killed and 140 troops were wounded in the first 10 days of the U.S.-Israeli war against Iran. After a classified Senate briefing, Democrats said the Trump administration did not have a clear objective, timeline, or exit strategy. The White House, nevertheless, insisted the operation was a resounding success and would end only when Iran no longer posed a credible threat. Next, Energy Secretary Chris Wright posted, and then deleted, that the U.S. Navy had successfully escorted an oil tanker through the Strait of Hormuz, sending oil prices down nearly 20%. The White House said the claim was false and that the U.S. Navy had not escorted a tanker or vessel at that time. The Energy Department later said the post was deleted after it was determined to be incorrectly captioned by Department of Energy staff. Meanwhile, the U.S. military destroyed 16 Iranian mine-laying vessels near the Strait of Hormuz, as Trump warned Tehran to remove any mines immediately or face military consequences at a level never seen before. The strikes followed intelligence reports that Iran had begun laying mines in the strait, where roughly 20% of the world's daily oil supply flows. Trump, however, said the U.S. had no reports confirming that Iran had actually put mines in the Strait of Hormuz. In other news, the Trump administration told Israel to stop striking Iranian energy infrastructure, saying it was not happy. U.S. officials said the administration was concerned the attacks could hurt Iranian civilians, raise the risk of retaliation against Gulf energy facilities, and destabilize oil markets. Also, House Speaker Mike Johnson declined to condemn anti-Muslim remarks by Reps Andy Ogles and Randy Fine, saying instead that he had spoken to them about our tone and our message. Ogles had posted that Muslims don't belong in American society, while Fine wrote that choosing between dogs and Muslims is not a difficult one. Next, Justice Ketanji Brown Jackson said the Supreme Court's use of emergency orders was not serving the court or our country well. She called the trend of letting Trump administration policies take effect before lower courts finish testing whether they are lawful a real unfortunate problem. Justice Brett Kavanaugh, meanwhile, argued the increase in emergency appeals reflected presidents relying more on executive action because Congress was gridlocked. Finally, a whistleblower complaint alleged that a former DOGE engineer copied two Social Security databases containing records for more than 500 million Americans and took them to his new job at a government contractor. The complaint said he told coworkers he needed help sanitizing the data before uploading it, and told one colleague he expected a presidential pardon if his actions were deemed illegal. That's all for now. You can find the full edition and all the cited sources at WTFJHT.com. And if you have a minute, help me improve this audio edition, WTFJHT.com/feedback. Thanks for listening. I'm Matt Keezer, and I'm glad you're here.